Auckland principals are bracing for some pushback when enrolment zones are introduced for the first time at some schools next month. The Ministry of Education says the zones are needed to deal with swelling student numbers across the city. Stephen Lethbridge is the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association. He joins us now. Morena.
Atamaria, Corin.
OK, how many schools are we talking about here, and are they mostly primary?
Look, across the region, there are around 538 schools in the Auckland region. That includes primary, intermediate, full primary and secondary. So that's around 286,000 students across the region. And I would expect that most of those, if not all, would be having enrolment zones in the next couple of years.
Right. And the key point here is that it is the ministry doing it, not the schools themselves.
Yeah, that's a fundamental change. The ministry have, to be fair, the ministry have a very challenging situation in Auckland. You know, we have unprecedented growth with greenfields developments, and they have to manage a network that's not solely around individual schools, but a whole network of schools in order to manage that growth.
Is this going to create the situation where you have a family with two or three kids, one or two of them are at a local primary school, the zone changes, that family happens to be then out of zone and the third child, for example, can't go to the same school?
Yeah, look, that could be the case, but I would hope that after zones are in place and things have settled, there'd be a period of settling in for a wee while. I know at our place we have a few students who are from out of zone, or they have moved out of the zone after being in zone, and that can be a challenge. We always accept siblings of students who are at the school.
How well will this be telegraphed to residents' families? Because there will be some who may not be aware of it and then might find they're out of zone and get a bit of a shock.
Yeah, that's a challenge, I think, that is going to be a partnership with the ministry and each school. You know, principals will, over the coming year, will be notified of enrolment zone changes and enrolment zones that will be put in place. So the ministry are entering these conversations now with schools, and the next phase will be taking that message wider to the community.
I mean, the brutal reality is some people, they buy houses specifically because of an enrolment zone, and the price of those houses is quite a bit higher because of that.
Yeah, that is a reality. It's almost a byproduct. But you know, the challenge that is being faced is across the country, there are 39 high growth areas that the ministry have identified. 20 of those are in Auckland. And actually, I think there's only around 20 catchments in Auckland. So everyone is growing. If you take an example of Ormiston, for example, there's over the last little while, there's been a 23 to 24% increase in the number of students attending schools over there. We have to be able to manage the network as a whole.
Should we have any sympathy for those who do buy houses because they want to be in a particular zone and then that zone changes on them? The goal here, and the bigger goal, is to go to your local school, right?
Look, that's always been the Auckland Primary Principals Association's message, is local schools are the best place for children. There's so many benefits to going to your local school. In terms of parents who buy into a zone and then the zone changes, schools can't be driven by the real estate market. And make amendments accordingly. We have to manage for the growth that's coming. I think 2 million people by 2030. We have to do this via planning for network infrastructure with new classrooms, but also by managing enrolment zones.
And for those schools that have huge demand, there will presumably be ballots.
Yes, look, the ballots are still in place. It's not the end of out-of-zone enrolments, but those ballots will be in place, and that's part of managing a network of schools. You look at your roll and you see how many spaces you may have available for the life of that student, and you advertise those places accordingly.
Can the ministry not just build more schools to deal with this extra demand?
Yeah, look, the ministry are building a lot of schools. But again, I think there's a finite pool of money. And they are bound by Treasury as well. So, you know, it's a priority and a needs basis. Again, if we go back to the Ormiston situation, you know, there's a prediction that there would be around 7,000 students across 3 to 4 schools on the site the size of Rangitoto College. That's more students than the entire Marlborough education region.
Yeah, well.
You know, we have to do something about this.
Stephen, thank you very much for that. Stephen Lethbridge there, the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association.